The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Michelle Steele, ESPN. Obviously, it's a tough night. Curry's shooting better, but he also came up with a big steal in the fourth. Do you think that he's underrated as a defender?
Getting steals, I don't know if that's just that's a part of playing defense, but he's pretty good, but he doesn't guard the best point guards. I think they do a good job of putting a couple guys on Russell, from Thompson to Iguodala, and Steph, though, they throw him in there sometimes. He moves his feet pretty well. He's good with his hands, I like our matchup with him guarding Russell.
Might have been just a little bit awkward. Pretty good game, though, last night. Let's do this. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. Let's have some fun. No nonsense. And, let's not have any nonsense other than you guys having to deal with this crap weather yet again. What the hell is this, man?
I don't know what's going on. We might float away.
Well, last night, I guess it was really bad up north. We didn't get much downtown, so but I was seeing on Twitter people were building arcs and stuff. But driving in today was a mess.
Yeah.
So hopefully you guys be careful out there, because you know that those idiots drive like knuckleheads when it's raining. So just be cool, relax, sit back, we'll have some fun today, get you home in one piece.
Already starting off the show with someone tweeting me something, an article entitled "To All the Harden Haters, the Star Nobody Appreciates." I'm just telling you now,
is that like a Chris Baldwin thing?
Yeah, I'm not gonna get into this all day, but if you think James Harden is good for the Rockets, then you hate the Rockets. So that's all I'll say.
I'm not gonna say he's not good for the Rockets. He's all they have. But if you're trying to say that he's deserved to be on one of those three teams, I think that's crazy. He didn't have a good year.
I mean,
defensively he was a disaster, and it offset everything he did offensively. He was a ball hog the entire time. He was not a great team player, and it showed. They were barely a 500 team. So
I think James Harden messed up last year when he showed how good he can be. And maybe that spoiled what our expectations are.
And the thing is, if that James Harden comes back, Rockets are going to be a pretty good team, even without playing defense. Although I don't know, man. With D'Antoni coaching this team, I have no expectation.
They are not going to improve defensively by any metric. They can't.
No. And we don't even know what this roster is going to
look
like.
They hired a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's...
doesn't matter.
That's going to work. So
it's a disaster. I'm honestly done talking about the Rockets for a little while. They had an embarrassing season based on what their expectations were. Particularly James Harden, and you can throw up how many points per game and things like that. That's cool. But I, again,
it was pretty empty, numbers. And we talk about this a lot on the show. If you're going to throw statistics out, you have to put them in context, because
if you watch games, you know that James Harden didn't do his part in making this team a contender this year, and that's the bar that was set by him last year when he had a fantastic year,
yeah,
and was, you know, runner up in the MVP voting, and this year he failed to even come close to that standard. And again, if you look at offensive metrics, he was close to last year, but if you watch the games, it's not. I mean, the effort. It's he's not the same.
Well, it surprised me to look at his offensive numbers at the end of the season.
Because when you watch the games, you think that he can't possibly be putting up good numbers.
Yeah, honestly, it surprised me that he scored as well as he did.
And again, James Harden will always score a lot of points because James Harden will always get to the free throw line.
Yeah,
but again, it's empty numbers.
Except during the playoffs.
Yeah, hitting a bunch of free throws in a game that you're not even close to winning, that means nothing. So maybe I am. If you want to label me a James Harden hater, I'll accept that, because I just don't think James Harden is a winner.
I don't hate him, but I'll just say I'm a James Harden skeptic.
I don't hate him either. I just don't.
Well, you just said it's okay to label you a hater, so that's what I'm doing. I'm labeling you a hater because you said it was okay.
Right, but there's a difference between being a hater and hating someone. Like, I don't hate anyone as a basketball player. Do I hate James Harden's game? Kind of. But I don't hate the guy. I mean, he's
got a nice beard.
Okay.
He banged a Kardashian.
Yeah.
Not the good one, but still.
Right. I just think that guy gets by on minimal effort when that's not what got him where he is. You know, that's a guy who came up from a tough upbringing to making it to be the third pick in the draft and a sixth man to being one of the top scorers in the league.
And last year, one of the top players in the league.
Yeah, but the effort that he showed this year was not indicative of what got that guy to where he is. And if you don't see that, I can't talk basketball with you. That's no. It.
I don't really know what's left to say about this team. And if people want to continue to defend him, that's fine. He's your guy. You love him. That's great. But I don't know what else there is to say about it. I mean, if you really think he had that great of a year, I mean, we just fundamentally disagree on what a great year is.
Well, that's all right.
And that's cool. Fundamental disagreements are fine. And now that they've hired a coach that I can't stand, I'm even less inclined to talk about him.
I by the way, I am a Mike D'Antoni hater.
I'm a disliker. I'm skeptical of Harden. I pretty much dislike D'Antoni.
Okay.
So really all they have to do is, you know, bring in a couple more guys that I just can't stand, and I won't have to pay any attention to the Rockets.
That team could not be less likable to me. I'm sorry. Like, especially with this new coaching hire, I'm one of these guys who I grew up a Rockets fan. You know that. When I was a kid, I was a Rockets fan. But I've also kind of, over my years, grown into where if I don't like any of your players, I'm just not a fan of the team. And maybe that makes me a fair weather fan, if that's what you want to call it. But last year, the Rockets were doing really well, and I still didn't like anyone on the team, so I still didn't find myself cheering for them to win.
And see, I found them enjoyable to watch last year because he was adding elements to his game that we didn't have this year.
Anytime your superstar scores most of his points at the free throw line, that's not exciting to me. There's people who say Steph Curry's boring, pulling up for three all the time. If that's boring, but James Harden scoring all his points at the line is excitement, come on. That's not exciting, ball.
Well, like I said, I thought last year they were fun to watch, and they mainly because not just him, but they had a lot of guys who were putting a lot of effort into it and playing defense and getting steals and forcing the pace, and that was fun to watch. Now, I don't like the 30 free throws a game thing, but you know, that does happen. That was part of his game. I get that. And I'd rather have you score points there than not score at all. But I mean, I thought last year they were fun to watch. This year, from the beginning, they looked like a team that had no interest in playing defense, had no interest in hustling, and didn't care. And when your fans care more about what you do than what you do, you're not going to be very good. Boy, everybody's tweeting weather pictures, and Vincent said the boss let his whole company off early for the weekend, so he's catching the show from start to finish for the first time in years. Nice.
Nice.
Good for you. Welcome.
You should start sticking it to the man and listening on headphones.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Texas Race Fan 71 says, Houston traffic, instant idiots, just add water. Good point, although they're already kind of idiots.
Yeah, it's not great to begin with.
And Jamie's listening on the ESPN app at work while he waits for the storm to pass. It's coming down in Jersey Village. It looks bad out that direction because when I got here, I went through a couple of bad spots. And then now it seems like it's sort of clearing out, but there's some really ugly clouds over here in the Galleria. So I don't know what the hell's going on.
Man, I had a 7 a.m. appointment with my doctor for my knee. And, you know, getting to the medical center at 7 a.m. from my house is... That's a task.
And there's actually traffic down there that time of morning, too.
So I got up. My alarm was set for 5:45. That way I could be there a little early. The storm woke me up at like 4:30, and I was never able to go back to sleep. Mm. Brutal.
Well, you were up north, so, oh boy, I'm just looking at the Doppler. We are about to get slammed. It is like red everywhere, all north and west.
Ugh.
And it's coming this way. Wonderful. Somebody says, is it okay to say I'm a Harden fan, but was disappointed in his season and effort? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think that's fair. And that's, it's all right to say whatever you want, actually. If you want to be technical, you could.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just because I'm not a fan of the guy and I don't like his game and I think he gives a bum effort doesn't mean that you have to agree with me. I mean, that's like my opinion, man. So, it's everyone's entitled to their own. If you think James Harden is going to lead this team somewhere, but okay. TKC says, who the F says Harden is exciting, but Curry is boring? LMAO, dude, you just say S. It's hard to read your tweets when you do nothing but curse. But if you've listened to this show, there's people who call in all the time, tweet at me all the time, tell me Curry's game's boring, and I jock that guy for no good reason. Boring to watch. The Warriors are boring to watch because they're a jump shooting team. So I'm not just making things up.
Well, maybe he hasn't listened. Heard you talk about that before.
Don't have to.
It's okay. Well, we'll get to that. There's a lot more to get to. Last night's game, and is it okay if at some point today I actually talk hockey now since we're at the Stanley Cup?
There, it's here.
Awesome.
It's here, and I know you're excited. Well, you got the matchup you wanted, right?
Yeah, I got exactly the matchup I wanted, and I'm excited about this, and we'll get to that too, but that was a hell of a game last night, man. That's what I love about a Game 7 in hockey. It could be 2-1, and the last 20 minutes of that game was about as tense as you're ever going to get, and pretty damn good basketball game last night too, so it was a good sports night. All right, but first I got to tell you about my good friends at Houston Can Academies, and if you haven't heard of Houston Can Academies, it is a school where kids who have dropped out of other schools get a second chance. It's at-risk kids who've had problems. They've dropped out for a variety of reasons. Some of them had to get jobs to support their families. Some of them had all kinds of issues. Well, Houston Can Academies takes them in, gives them a second chance, works with them, works around their schedule, especially if they have to have jobs. They've got a daycare center over there for kids that have already had children. And that helps these at-risk kids go through, and a lot of them graduate and go on and do great things and have really terrific lives. It would have never happened. If without Houston Can Academies, there's no telling where most of these kids would wind up. It's a terrific school, and they're doing great things, and you can help, and it's real easy. All you have to do is donate a vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of vehicle. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. And I'll tell you what, man, the Blitzers have been stepping up and donating their vehicles, and it's a great thing because you're helping kids, and you're helping change lives. You're getting rid of something you're not using anymore. And maybe you had a vehicle that you were going to fix up and then got flooded or something, and now you don't know what to do with it. Well, just give them a call. They'll come and tow it free of charge. They take care of all the paperwork. It's really easy. They just fill out everything for you. Boom, done. And your donation's tax deductible. And if you donate now, guess what? You're going to get Astros tickets. And your Astros have won 3 in a row. So you're excited now. You're going to get Astros tickets if you donate that vehicle. All you have to do is make the phone call. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 330 said turn around three times trying to get the Tom ball. Yeah, if you're out in that mess, man, don't take any chances. Just... you know, if there's some place to go sit and have a few drinks and have dinner or something.
Wise choice.
Yeah, you know, go do that. It looks like we're probably going to get slammed for, well, pretty much while the show's on. These are big, slow-moving storms. And then hopefully after that it'll be fine. So sit back and listen to the show. Let's squeeze in some phone calls. Get Phil to lead it off. What is up, Phil?
Sports to you, fellas.
Sports to you?
Just a few quick things here. One. Fantastic. That's a pretty strong word to describe Harden's game last season. Two, I'm driving through that trash right now. And, yeah, just advice. Hey, if you can't drive in the rain, I'd much rather you pull over. And then three, as objective analyst as you are, how do you feel about the Baylor staff and being reassigned? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Well, we talked about this so much yesterday on the Baylor thing.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with as far as the AD, Ian McCollum, I was surprised he wasn't fired. I still sort of suspect he will be. As far as Kenneth Starr, I don't know the rules as far as what kind of tenure he has and things like that, if there's some sort of a process to letting him go. I'm not going to pretend to be a lawyer and understand that completely. I'm surprised that they want to. I'm surprised that they would want to keep McCall. First of all, I'm surprised that they seem to be willing to hire their interim coach from within. I mean, if you want to keep some of those guys around as coordinators and bring in a new head coach and just say, "Hey, you're in charge of the team for this year," someone who had nothing to do with last year,
yeah, kind of like Arkansas did with John L. Smith.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, he doesn't have to fire everybody that day if he doesn't want to, but. They definitely shouldn't just be promoting someone who could be just as guilty as Art Briles and Ken Starr in this. So I don't think it's a wise choice by them, but, you know, if that's what they want to do, good luck to them.
And the guy we had on from ESPN yesterday made a great point. Because it's a private school, we don't know what those contracts specifically say, what's in Starr's contract. He may not be able to be fired. This may be what the only thing they can do. Same thing with the AD. He may have to go through a process before they can fire him. So all these are things we don't know. So it's hard for me to sit here and rip on him based on things like that. And even Art Briles' contract was, suspended with intent to terminate. Well, okay, that means they've got to work out stuff, but that means there's stuff in the contract too. So I think a lot of it has to do with that, and then a lot of it has to do with just, you know, I'm not going to start blasting them yet, but the fact that they're keeping some of these guys from the staff, I think is a mistake. It's a bad look. It's okay. Yeah, we're going to chop off the arm, but we're going to sit here and let it bleed for a while.
Yeah,
and I just don't think that's a good move.
I think the best thing to do would have just been to remove everybody who had anything to do with this. But
yeah, and there's guys out there you could hire. There's guys out of work right now that would come in for a year and still make you competitive. That aren't bad football coaches. It honestly, if you think there's not better football coaches than Phil Bennett out there, you're crazy.
Yeah,
they're walking around right now looking for a job that would come in and work for a year. Let's try David. What's up?
Hey guys, sports to you.
Sports to you.
About James Harden, could it have been the fact last year his year was so great because he was just coming out the summer playing off the world. for Team USA for the World Basketball Championships, and he won Player of the Tournament, if I'm not mistaken, for that. So he was expected to be play at a high level, and he was being held accountable for playing defense. And this year he came in a training camp, if I'm not mistaken, out of shape.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's no doubt that 2 years ago when his offseason was centered around basketball, he looked a lot better than this last season where his offseason centered around a Kardashian. That's
and a $200 million Adidas contract.
Yeah. I mean, he when he was playing all last offseason and staying in shape, he was. I think that's absolutely part of why he looks different.
Yeah, and I also think he was motivated last year because people did call him out for his awful defense, and it became a public thing, and I'm sure the players he was playing with that summer were making fun of him for it. And then he gets all that money and gets a Kardashian. It's like, eh, let's go back to doing what I was doing. Let's try Ali. What's up, Ali?
I just want to ask, with all the Baylor football going on, how do you guys think this is going to affect their basketball team since they've become pretty decent in the past few years?
I don't think it's going to help for sure.
Yeah, you know. I mean, this, it's not loose fact that this is a school-wide problem, and it is something that is going to stick with them for a long time. And I don't know how it's going to, I mean, as far as affecting them on the court, I don't know. I mean, but realistically, there's going to be a lot of people who their kids aren't going to want to go to Baylor for a while in any sport. And it'd be hard to blame them for that. So I do think there'll be some impact, but in general, I don't, you know, it's not going to affect what they do on the court anyway. Joshua says Baylor could always get Tressel, hashtag trolling. You know what? That's a guy, though, who did a hell of a lot less than what happened here, and he still doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
So, and Chase says Baylor.
Although he's still under that, I think he's still under that show cause thing where
yeah,
somebody would have to, like, actually go to bat as to why they want him to be a coach. But,
and Chase says Baylor fans better hope they don't get a John L. Smith-esque coach. He was terrible and the team stunk. Yeah, but he also had to come in late. It was almost the exact same time that this happened.
Yeah.
I think it was in June.
And that's why
you had no choice. At least you had a guy who knew the system a little bit. You're not going to get a high-profile coach right now.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to get a guy from another school. So
much less what they need is an entire new staff.
Right.
And you're not going to build that at this point in the season. You just can't. Not with what's been going on there. You know, if this were a desirable job right now, it'd be different, but it's not. So I was thinking they could bring in an outsider to be the head coach, understanding fully that, I mean, hey, if he did a great job.
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. But, you know, just to steer us through this season and
give him a 1-year deal, give him a lot of money.
And if it doesn't work out, hey, man, thanks. But at the end of the season, they would be looking to hire a new, not just a new head coach, but entire new staff. Because I think there needs to be, at some point, a full cleansing, a full enema of that program to just get everything out.
Well, I'm of the opinion you do it now.
It's hard to do now because you have to play football this season.
I know, but you can get a staff. You can bring a guy in like that. You know, and there are guys out there that could put you a staff together right now. You've got time before the practice in the fall. You get guys who know the system. They're out there. There's a lot of guys out of work. You pay them for 1 year. And that way you don't have anything left over. Because you said this yesterday, and I think it's a terrific point. What if, because there's going to be more people come out of the woodwork. What if somebody comes out and says, well, I went to Phil Bennett first, and then I went to Coach Briles.
Not good.
Then what are you going to do? Now you're having to deal with this again. The best thing to do, whether guilty or not, just basically peel the whole thing off, go get you somebody that gets you through this year, and you worry about it next offseason.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. This place is amazing. I went by their showroom out there at Beltway and I-10, and I checked out everything that they could do to your backyard, to your back patio, to your pool area, and it is really amazing. And as the seasons are changing, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area. Custom style and quality. And you've come to expect that from the guys at Allied Outdoor Solutions. Call these guys to help you get ready. 713-465-0400. They can give life, pump life back into your old pool deck, your old patio, your old driveway. They've got this carved stone overlay, which lays down over your existing surface, costs a lot less than redoing the whole thing, gives you a great look and feel of stone. It's hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks amazing. It's slip-resistant, very durable, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands by carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you save some money as well. They've got a ton of monthly payment options. They've even offered 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and the expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Just beautify what you've got with carved stone overlay for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom. Check out what they can do for you, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at beautifyyourconcrete.com. That's beautifyyourconcrete.com, or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
ESPN 97.5.
Move! Get out the way!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Guys, be careful out there. Even Tiffany Terrell saying, what, 2 hours and 45 minutes both ways between Houston and the Woodlands? Man, I can believe that. Also, there's like a dot of purple coming right at us.
So we're all going to die here.
I have a sneaking suspicion.
We're going to die here in this room.
Well, I don't think we're going to wind up be going anywhere after the show, and we don't have any beer, so that's a terrible tragedy. Let's squeeze a couple more calls on. Travis, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Put them up.
Psh, 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 psh.
Hey, guys.
Meow.
I want to know if you guys thought that Dwight Howard went into consideration when they were trying to find a coach for the Rockets.
Again, we talked about this yesterday. Dwight Howard, when they decided on who was going to be their coach, it was made under the guise that Dwight Howard won't be here next season. So I think the percentage – as far as what are the odds? What are the chances Dwight's here next year? I think it's less than 1%.
Yeah,
it's almost a sure thing that he's gone.
I would agree.
Unless Mike D'Antoni like pounds on the table and wants Dwight Howard, which I can't imagine in a million years that he would. He's gone.
Jeremy, your traffic girl should just say you're effed. I think that's probably fair.
Poor traffic girl.
Yeah. Hey, no matter where you are, you're screwed. So just slow down, be careful, and watch out for the idiots. Turn your lights on, too. It's not a lot to ask, but it's not for you. It's so that people can actually see you, especially old people like me. When it gets all gray out there, it's really hard to see.
Yeah.
So let's try Jacob.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, hey. Y'all talking about James Harden?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I don't know why. This guy, he's only a sixth man. He's always been a sixth man coming off the bench. He's no superstar. All he does is dribble, 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 and dribble. And well, with this new coach, I don't think it's going to work out.
Well, listen, I don't think it's going to work out either, but I don't want to say he's just a sixth man. I mean,
that's become kind of a narrative lately. That's just stupid.
The guy showed that he can be... You know, he can be a difference maker. He showed he can play at an MVP caliber. He showed that last season.
That's not a sixth man. Come on, stop with that.
No, I mean,
that guy, not just him. This guy. I mean, I'm getting texts like that all the time. He's just a sixth man. No, he's not. Sixth man. Just much as I dislike the guy, that's just silly. 713-780 ESPN 713-780-3776.
Joey says that he feels our pain about having to work in the rain. He's a pizza delivery driver, and it's horrible when it rains. I've told you this before. I've always wanted to be a pizza delivery guy, even just for like a couple days, just to see what it's like.
Yeah.
But then that sort of shifted when Uber came out. It sort of shifted to, I want to be an Uber driver. I don't know why. I don't like people. I wouldn't like strangers in my car. But for some reason, I feel like the serious urge to be an Uber driver or a pizza delivery guy.
You could, well, do be a get me guy. You can do both. You can go get stuff for people.
That's true.
That what we, that's where I would go.
Maybe that's a good idea.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd pass a background check for that, though, because they have a much more severe background check than Uber does. Marcus asks, why would Dwight opt out? Nobody's going to pay him that much, so it's best that he stays.
Oh, somebody will pay him.
Yeah, everybody's going to have money.
Don't be a fool, my friend. Somebody will pay him.
So I was planning to stop by Specs on the way home anyway, and then Specs Beer Department tweets out this picture of this Anderson Valley salted caramel bourbon barrel aged porter that they now have.
You're in on that?
I am so in on that.
That sounds up your alley.
Yeah.
I drank a bunch of good beer last night. Probably too much good beer last night.
I went and had dinner at one of my favorite bars and had it set up to where I had the Astros on one channel and the hockey on another and basketball on another and just did that for a while. That was fun. So 713-780-ESPN. What'd you think of the basketball game last night, Mr. Hoffman?
Man, everyone seems to think like, you know, the Warriors were all out to win that game. They played their asses off and barely won. I guess maybe I looked at it a little bit differently.
I kind of thought they were in control most of the way. I thought the Thunder made a few runs, but I don't really feel like they ever got close, enough, especially in the fourth quarter. I never really felt like that game was in danger.
I thought that the Thunder played better than them in the third quarter, but for the rest of the game, the Warriors were the better team, and especially in the fourth quarter. I mean, I felt like the game went about how I thought it would, and at the end of the day, it's a 9-point win over a really good Thunder team. Did they play their best game? No, but that to me, that's a good thing. Honestly, the most consistent player last night for the Warriors was Andrew Bogut, and if Andrew Bogut was your best player on the floor last night, you'll win some games when Andrew Bogut's not the best player on the floor for you. You know, so I thought they did a really good job using him, and it limited what Oklahoma City was able to do in the paint, because that's where the Warriors were just getting killed in the paint, and it was sort of a role reversal by putting Bogut out there for more minutes. It forced the Thunder to be a jump shooting team. They struggled. On the other hand, Steph Curry, who has struggled being a jump shooter all series long, started driving to the basket and you know, taking it to the hoop and scoring some points in the paint, and something he hasn't done really all season. I think he scored the most points in the paint, more points in the paint last night than he had any game of the season. So they had to change up what they were doing. Obviously, what they had been doing wasn't working. Draymond Green, better, still not ideal what they want from him, but a lot better. The one thing the Warriors are going to have to cut down if they're going to win in OKC is turnovers. And Steph Curry can't turn the ball over five times in a game. That's just too much right now. He's got to take better care of the ball. I think if he can stay under five, then he's okay. If he goes over five turnovers, I think they lose game six.
And I think the Thunder have to win that game.
And you know what? There's another guy, Mo Spates, another guy who came through really big. It just the big lineup for the Thunder, or I mean for the Warriors, was nice. It looked really good. It completely changed the way the Thunder had to play, and they didn't adjust well. Will that be able to keep them from winning at home? I don't know. The way this series has looked, I mean, the Thunder are pretty damn good at home. But again, I've said this all along. The Warriors have been the best team all season long. I'm not going to let a bad few games change my mind on what I think of them. Could they lose? Sure. But until they do, that team is the best team in the league.
And I retweeted that Anderson Valley beer that Specs did, because about 10 people have asked me to do that. So don't buy them all before I get there after the show. That would suck. I'm sure they have enough.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. But I won't be frustrated by the struggle.
97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. SunFest 2016, the fourth annual beach party and volleyball tournament, is back, presented by Landshark Loggers. We kick off the summer with a party each year on the first official Saturday of summer. Join us on June 18th on East Beach. We have volleyball divisions for all levels of players, and this year we're giving away ESPN gear, tickets, and a four-night stay to any Red Roof Inn in the U.S. SunFest is courtesy of the Galveston CVB, the Galveston Parks Board, Gulf Coast Volleyball Association, ESPN 97.5, and Landshark Lager. Texter says, lost my keys at work. Girlfriend went to the house to get my spare key. Now she's flooded in and I'm stuck at work. That doesn't sound good. Yeah, I think it's safe to say if you don't need to be getting out right now, you probably should just stay in. And if you are stuck out there, you probably should go just find some place to have an adult beverage and some dinner and just get the hell out of this.
What if you have dinner reservations for tonight?
Well, let's say you're in the Woodlands.
Right.
And you're just now leaving, and you have dinner reservations for, 6 o'clock. Sounds like you're screwed anyway.
Okay.
So, why, you have dinner reservations for tonight?
I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What time?
7:45, I believe.
Is it close by?
It's like Montrose area.
Oh, yeah, you like that. That's easy.
Yeah. But so, will my wife make it down here?
No, but... You can enjoy it yourself, right?
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Is it one of those where both parties have to be there, or all the parties have to be there?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Mm. And she's going to meet me here at the station.
Oh, well.
Did she already leave?
I think so.
Okay, maybe she has a shot.
Okay.
Yeah, 50-50.
So is it only the North that's getting hammered?
No, it's pretty much everybody now. Well, just looking at the Doppler, the red stuff goes pretty much from Rosenberg... All the way. Well, I have to zoom out the state to see how far it goes out I-10. That's past Liberty. So, and it's
What's
all sort of
here? Well,
it's still mostly north, but it's moving through now. And it's like, yeah, right now, if you're like tooling around, I would say Alvin, you're fine. But 30 minutes from now,
who's in Alvin?
Your boy Nolan Ryan.
He's not there right now.
Oh, sure he is. He still practically lives there.
He's on the ranch, you think?
Yeah.
Punching cattle.
Yeah, and cattle are punching him back, just like Robin Ventura. But, no, so it's fine down south right now, but it's heading your way.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to zoom out to the state just so I can, because I know we have people over in, Lake Charles, heading right for you. If you're coming here from Lake Charles, you're about to get absolutely nuked. So, there's your weather report. That's what the Doppler says. And, Justin says Katie's getting pounded. Yeah, pretty much every place in the entire Houston area to the north and now getting into central is getting pounded.
I saw a video of the Lake Conroe Dam.
Yeah.
And the dam's open, so, there's water coming out at a rapid pace underneath the dam.
Right.
There's still water piling over the top. It's crazy.
Oh, dear. Man. When is this going to end?
I don't know.
Remember when we were in a drought? It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. All the rain. Why can't they just...
Okay, whoever's up there doing the weather, just space it out a little bit. Make us not drought, and then make us not flood. Let's try Terry. What's up, Terry? Hello, Terry.
Hello.
Hey, sports.
Oh, sports to you. Hey, I'm just letting y'all know, I'm a mail carrier up in New Waverly, Texas, north of Conroe and Willis, and this rain hit me about 10:30, 10:45 today, and I've been delivering mail. It takes about 4 hours to ride through it.
Oh, my.
I only have sprinkles now, but so
yeah,
just to let you know, if you want to sit and ride the storm out, it's about 4 hours long is how long it took to push through it.
Good golly.
That means I'm going to have to drive home in it.
Corey says, I'm a plumber. A guy in the Woodlands called me out to clean his French drains today.
Oh, boy. 515 says, the weather joker said there was a 10% chance of rain today for this afternoon. Did they?
I don't know.
I don't pay attention to them anymore because they're never right. But then again, this is how I get caught out in stuff, too. Yeah, Tim just sent a picture. He's driving from Pearland to downtown. That doesn't look good. Oof.
Eldridge says Beaumont's getting pounded too. Okay, so my Doppler's maybe a little bit behind. It looked like you were about to get pounded on the Doppler.
I hate when you say it looks like you're about to get pounded.
I need a better Doppler. I need to go to that mega Doppler that whatever Channel 13 uses.
I always feel like when you say it looks like you're about to get pounded, yeah. It makes me think of like it's like a drunk girl at the bar. Like, oh, she looks like she's about to get pounded.
You know? Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Pounded.
Wow. I'm getting lots of bad weather stories here. Somebody says they called for 70% all day.
Yeah, no matter where you're driving into the city from, it looks like you're driving into like the mouth of the storm. There's a giant cloud sitting on our city. I think it's because Mike D'Antoni got hired as head coach of the Rockets.
Even the weather gods are crying, yes.
Yeah, I don't understand everything about how weather works and, you know, hot and cold air and, you know,
southerly flow,
wind patterns and El Nino. But I'm pretty sure this has a lot to do with the Rockets' crappy coaching hire.
I think I would agree.
God is weeping.
Yeah, now I'm getting people. I'm just looking at regular Twitter. And Butch Alsandor put a photo up from their studio of downtown. It looks like Independence Day when the big ships come over. That's what it looks like. So
before those aliens looked like they were going to pound all of us.
Yeah. Hope the wife enjoys her walk home today.
Gab says she's getting pounded currently.
Mm. Good for her.
She took a picture of herself in traffic.
Yeah. Okay. Now you've got me going the other way with this.
She's not getting pounded like that.
Mm.
Presumably.
Well, maybe. She's, never know.
Could be. It looks like the picture is being taken from the passenger seat. So, I guess it's possible. Potential.
There's a lot of pounding going on there.
I don't recommend that while driving.
Gator Man asks.
Don't pound and drive.
Yeah. Well, you never done that?
It's not safe. Listen, I've done a lot of stuff that ain't safe.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah, you shouldn't do it. You should never do that. But most people have. Gator Man on the Facebook page. I would like to share something and get your thoughts on it. Yesterday at my daughter's school, they had a water day, and we were told to send a change of clothes. That's fine, but what bothers me is that the kids did not change in a restroom or a locker room. They changed all the girls together in the classroom with two volunteers, not staff members. So when my daughter comes home and says she was very uncomfortable at school when this happened.
How old?
It doesn't say how old. I kind of need to know how old, and I need to know who these volunteers. Were they parents? That doesn't sound good.
No.
And if it made her uncomfortable, then it probably wasn't good. So.
Why wouldn't they use a locker room or something?
I don't know. That doesn't make a ton of sense. Yeah, you might want to look into that with the administration there and find out what the hell is going on. Boy, Dustin shot from Pearland. Ugh. That looks tornadic.
Yeah.
Yeah, girlfriend's saying she's getting pounded on and off.
What?
Yeah.
And you're not there?
She's down south, so it started to head down south.
Okay.
Your girlfriend's getting pounded? You're not even worried about it?
Well, I am worried about it. I told her to be careful.
Like wear a condom, right?
Well, yeah, yeah.
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 Smart man, John. Safety first.
Turn around, don't pound and drown.
That's right.
Houston road signs.
That's right.
All right, what I want, okay, this is just for those of you who are on the edges of this where it's about to hit, I want a tornado picture. Okay? If you see a funnel, tweet that at me. We don't have a giveaway today, but if we did, I would give you the giveaway if you got an actual tornado picture. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Oh, Gator Man's on hold, so we'll get the details on this when we come back because I'm just kind of curious about it. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
She just texted me saying no condoms.
Sorry, Jong.
I'm not going to say it. Let's just go to break.
Your clock and grab your job.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.